Greetings, everyone. This is the 21st day of February, 2024. This is your Freedom Club USA and BioRenew Prosperity Call. A greater call, actually, would be the better choice. And we are honored once again to be in the presence of Creator. And we'll get into why that is such a rare thing as the call progresses here. And to start our calls, we'd like to do our grounding exercise. And Lois, would you please walk us through that, please?
Yes. Before we begin, for most of tonight, for the session, you will have your eyes closed, so you should not be operating any type of vehicle, equipment, anything like that. You should be in a nice, quiet, relaxed area, sitting or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. So let's first take a few swallows of water. And we will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to let you know, if you are reversed, you may not be able to accept and receive what Creator has for you today. So it is very important that you are not in reversal. To correct that, take your right elbow and touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and touch or go toward your right knee. And we'll do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. And now with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. And Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. And I'm going to take a quiet moment or two here and do a couple things more for our guests. Okay, there we are. So now you've gotten a good tune-up. And we're honored by your presence here tonight as we are with Mother Earth and with Creator. If you've been on these calls before, you realize that this is done, can be done quietly, or tonight I have a message for you, so we'll be doing both. Creator will be working in the background as we share a few things for you. So let's begin. And Creator, we honor your presence and your gifts. So as that is occurring, I guess we would call tonight the state, if the U.S. was involved normally, we'd call it the State of the Union, or the State of the World, expanding out, or it could go to the State of the Paradigm, might be more appropriate. As we look around, view our life, and look at our current circumstances, we see we've had some highlights, we've had some lowlights, we've had struggles, we've had successes. And we keep thinking, well, maybe it'll get better. And we run into another obstacle, and perhaps another success, and now some more hope. But ultimately, the dark raises its hand and smacks us down once again. Maybe it's on a physical level with a health issue. Maybe it's financial, emotional, mental, spiritual. And we are looking for answers. So how is it that of 199 prior paradigms, all built on light and love by Creator, how come this one's such a mess? You know, how'd we get so lucky, right, to wind up with all these challenges and pain and suffering and struggle? And I've been at this for 7 years and just about that long for Lois, and we work together. And Debbie's been there as well, understanding the financial world and sharing news. And we might say, well, why hasn't the RV happened? Why hasn't the GSA happened, or the processes we began some many years ago? 2004 was the beginning of our club. Why haven't these things materialized? And we've run into stonewall after stonewall, and in fact, we finally discover that when you try to take back what's been stolen from you from the system has been controlled by dark essences. Now, I said dark essences, didn't I? Not people. And there's a distinct difference. People can be infused with dark entities, essences, energies of all sorts of flavors, and in huge quantities to take them dark, where they are bidding, or doing the bidding, rather, for the dark essences. For example, look at Trump with his New York case. He built a building, borrowed some money from a bank or two, and did everything right. Paid the loans back on time with interest. Everybody walked away happy. And this judge, or lunatic, we would probably apply that term, fined him $355 million and some other things for doing nothing wrong. So what would that say to any other developer in New York? Yowie, I'm not going down that road. I'm pulling out. I'm not going to ever invest in New York. So the judge is corrupt, dark. We see people are either in the light or of the light, and or dark. And there's some neutrals. Well, he's dark and has taken bribes to do what he did because they fear Trump and they're trying to stop him from returning to the presidency. And a good guy, of the light, got a spiritual heart, and is an amazing person. But can he get the job done? He can. He's done a lot, and he could do a lot again, but Well, after his 4 years, what happened? Darkness took over again in his absence. Just like World War II, the war to end all wars. It didn't. With Vietnam, Korea, Middle East, and endless conflicts ever since. So fighting darkness by duking it out with them, with one another, doesn't get the job done, does it? Temporarily, you may have a success for a short time, but the dark, simply, if you arrest certain people and move them out of their positions, the new people that go in there, they can be infused with darkness, and we're back in the game again. So the only way to end this game is to end darkness. So why would, we might ask, why would Creator create such a game that is so horrible, so difficult, and you can't win? If you do, the dark will steal your money, take it from you, or put you in prison, or kill you if you get too close to their gold, as the case was with the club. We got too close, and they came down hard. So how do you win? In fact, even if you accumulated the huge amounts of money and think that's success or a power position, you ultimately wind up dead. So it's a hollow victory, isn't it? And we say, well, yeah, everybody dies. Well, not in the late essences, not in the prior paradigms. They did end, but not through a death. They were young and vibrant and right to the end. And when the Creator decided it was time to move on to a new paradigm, but it was a painless exit. And then he came back into the new paradigm with a new mission, perhaps. So how did this mess get created? And we've done a lot in the last several weeks here, exploring and finding the roots of how this whole game began and why it's been allowed to continue. So, after the 199th paradigm, Creator wondered, what can we do to stimulate, to provide more growth? Okay, life's easy, life's good. Don't have to work in any of his paradigms. You know, everything is provided by your thoughts. Think it, and then it materializes. So Creator was looking for ways to stimulate and continue the growth. And like all of us do, well, if we've been trying this, well, let's see, maybe I try the opposite of this, see what happens. And that thought of the opposite of Creator would be, of course, darkness. Creator is love and creation. The opposite of that would be, the opposite of love is fear. And the opposite of creation, destruction. And that launched, because Creator's thoughts is what launches everything, that launched a dark essence. And Creator could have eradicated it at the time, but said, well, maybe we can learn something from this. And so it was allowed to continue. And in fact, it was the dark who created this or manifested this particular paradigm. At first, it was just a virtual reality, much like we would do with the glasses, the headset. Wasn't real, but it appeared real, and it was observable, and so it was allowed to continue. Let's see what we can learn from this darkness. So this isn't Creator's creation. This is the dark's manifestation. And immediately they set up rules such that their game could never, ever be taken away by the light. They embedded certain things that we have found recently and have removed, and have been doing so for 7 years, 38,000 sessions of cleansing, and we continue. So even before the paradigm came to be, they set in safeguards such that if light ever came in and tried to undo, they would never be successful. They had hidden certain things, many things. And so they created the rules of the game. They knew if the light being was in this world, such as we have been in the past and all the other paradigms, they could not manipulate a light being. It would just have no impact on them. So they had to induce, lie, basically, and send a message to those ready to come into a new paradigm that this would be a wonderful place, and we have a special process for you to go through to make you even more powerful, wonderful, whatever. Now, light had never been lied to before, light beings. So they, many did buy the lie, came in and found they were reduced from the light being to a carbon-based body as we see today, with very limited abilities. We needed sustenance. The light beings never needed food or water to survive. They lived on light. They had no organs or glands. They're just light beings. Well, now we had these sophisticated bodies that needed constant attention. They needed to be fed and given water and fluids. They needed shelter, clothing, all sorts of things that we find today in our lives to keep us alive and hopefully comfortable. But we couldn't manifest either, so we had to become slaves to the darkness and work very hard, in fact, to acquire any sustenance, and they found ways to tax it to, and so forth, as we've seen over the years, to steal your money in different ways, create this thing called inflation by putting interest on loans. As one of the key examples of that, but that's way downstream. So at the very beginning, they also put things into our molecular bodies, into our molecules of our every cell in our body. Everything that is created comes initially from a particular source, and they contaminated that source. And then everything created from it was contaminated, which included your bodies, my body, everyone's body. So they could control. They were making sure every way, every step of the way, they would keep you totally in control. And then they went further, and at the subatomic level, they infused controlling mechanisms into everyone, every one of you, everyone that came into this game. So those are some of the early things they did to be sure that they would never lose control. And fast forward to today's world, you see that these folks, no matter who you put in positions, can be, with a few exceptions, can be influenced and taken dark. Certainly the banking industry, we've seen plenty of that. How about the drug industry coming up with this, you know, COVID jab, which is a killer? That's what it was designed to do, to kill people. Unfortunately, Creator has neutralized the vast majority of those vaccines or jabs, they call them. Then we have wars. Why would we war with one another? And in all prior paradigms, everyone had the same ethnic appearance. Okay? The natural state was a white being, we would call today in this world. Yet we have all these different races, don't we? All these different ethnic groups. Well, that's what the dark did from the early going. They knew if they divide, they could conquer. So they divided and created different DNA strands to create all the various groups. The Asian, the black, the white, the red blood, or the red skinned, and on it goes. So all the various races of the world were created for a purpose, because then we're different, and we don't seem to like people who are different from us, or look different from us, or act different from us. And they knew how to push those buttons, so we precipitated conflicts. And if that wasn't enough, they wanted to be sure that we had conflicts between men and women, and created a lot of controversy there as well. On top of it, in recent years, we've seen how silly things have gotten with, well, I don't know who I am. I seem to have a male body, but I feel like a female, so I'll identify, you know, as this, this, and that, and all that nonsense, and I'll participate in women's sports and so on, dominate, and then all the other various variations of that, dozens of them. Yet we are binary, meaning there's two choices, you're the male or you're female, that's it. But when you distort the person's mind and brain and their ability to see clearly or think clearly, you can influence them to do strange things. And they have. And why can't countries get along? Well, they can. Trump's a wonderful mediator, right? And he's found ways to bring things together in peaceful ways. But it still doesn't eliminate the darkness. It would always creep back in some one way or another, wouldn't it? So no matter who you had as president, or in every country, for example, you might put the very best people there, but there'd still be darkness. We have street crime, don't we? We have all kinds of things going on. Child abductions and sacrifices and things that don't make the headline news, but they do happen. And wars, you know, for example, in Ukraine, we've got Putin made out to be a bad guy. Was he? Well, look what happened in 2014. A sitting president of Ukraine, a good guy, of the light, with a good heart, actual heart. My headset is funky. I still got some darkness there that's messing with me, so I'm sadly going to have to go to speak. So in 2014, there was a coup, and they ousted the president unfairly, and he sought asylum in Russia. So the rebels tried to stop this coup, and they were getting beaten up, so finally Putin says, okay, I'll support you. So he sent in his troops to help the rebels. And Zelensky is a dark one. Of course, the media and the U.S. government makes him look like he's the good guy here. And we got an evil invader called Putin. Well, that's not true at all. So any money sent to Ukraine is, first of all, little of it ever gets there. People who pass the laws and send the money have set up accounts
or the money will go into their accounts, and very little, if any, will get to the designated country. Same thing for Israel. In fact, Israel, I find there is no war at all. It's all old footage that they've, you know, strung out and played and suckered us into believing there's a war and they need money. Again, the same thing. Any monies that would go there would likely not get there. So we've got a very corrupt Congress, don't we, and Senate. Again, that's darkness. When it infuses itself into someone, it can block their common sense. It'll block their access to their heart. Most don't have a spiritual heart. Only about 2% of the planet does, because the dark ones upon your birth stripped you from your spiritual heart. Creator, however, in recent times has provided an etheric heart for those who have no heart. I'm not talking the physical heart, I'm talking your etheric heart here. But it takes that person to recognize it and align with it. Some have, but most haven't figured that out yet. Now, you might say, well, why doesn't Creator just mop up this mess and be done with it? Why have we had to struggle through our whole lives with this? Why didn't Creator just simply end things? Well, Creator never destroys. Creator creates. And there were lessons, many lessons that we have been able to learn from the dark's presence. Having a challenger brings out both the worst and the best. And that's where growth comes from, overcoming challenges. But things started getting out of hand up to like World War II with the atomic bomb and the potential for destroying the entire planet and everything on it. And we go back a few thousand years and we have, many folks have, a handful, have come forward. We know about Buddha and Moses, for example. They had spiritual hearts. And then came Jesus. Actually, he made two visits. The first visit, he was not received well at all and had no following. Returned and buddied up with Ashtar and Saint Germain into one body and came back. And this is the one that history writes about. The one who could walk on water, who could heal, manifest. Those were the gifts of the combined three. That got people's attention. He got some following. He also had the likes of Caesar and his team, his group, who were dark, had so well infused themselves into society that they put an end to his life very quickly. Now, not one word of the Bible was written by Jesus, but by those who, many years later, actually, put down their thoughts and understandings. And, of course, the dark's influence would tweak and remove things, change things. And so the foundation of Christian religions, and in fact all religions, are based on false teachings. There is some truth in all religions, and there's much that is not true. But here's the key. One of the things that the dark did in the early going was to block Creator and his presence from this paradigm. So other than on the calls we've been doing recently with Creator, there has been no Creator connection with humanity for the life for 13,000 years. we say, well, I pray to my God, by whatever name that might be. That God does not exist. That's a made-up God, a morphic field. It has no power, no abilities. So every, and, you know, to their credit, they've been religious people, have been trying to find answers. How do we function in a crazy world? And in the case of Canada and the U.S., for example, the IRS and the CRA control religions. You have to get a permit. And there's rules with a permit. You get certain tax breaks if you comply with the rules, meaning you don't ever speak out against the government or the IRS or anything political. You stick to your little religious beliefs, whatever they are. We don't care what they are. Just sell the goods to the people of your religion, and that's it. If you violate the rules, we pull your ticket, and you now are taxable. That's a pretty hefty club to hold over them. In fact, it has worked. So religions are neither bad nor good. They're simply an attempt to find truth. And they've all come up short. In fact, since the dark created this game, is there a way to win? Is there any way for anyone to win? Even if you compiled whatever you find as a success, heaps of money, a beautiful home, or whatever it would be, a powered position, you still wind up dead, and it's all gone. But in most cases, especially if you're doing it for good, you will find you'll be challenged, it'll be stolen from you in many ways. So as we pondered, after many years of trying to go and take from the dark what they have taken from us, we're finding that's a futile adventure, because they control the laws, they control the courts, the system, as we're seeing, you know, the New York Trump thing, for example, or the one in Atlanta, or any of these. There's all sorts of ridiculous rulings that have been done if they want to get you. I was called into court, remember, with the SEC. They trumped up charges and threw me in prison and so forth. And the only way out of that mess was a blessing from Creator. Or we wouldn't be here. They did release me, and then there was two attempts on my life, as I've shared in different times. They stole money from us, big chunks of money, trying to put the club out of business, put me out of business, and this whole mission that we're on out of business. Again, I'm here for a purpose, and Creator has provided gifts in a number of ways. As I said, Creator never does harm, does not destroy, but I'm in the game, you're in the game, we can fix this thing. And myself in particular was given certain gifts. Not only to find these invisible nasties, but to exterminate them. Just as Lois has the gift to find them. We don't see them with our eyes, we see them with our third eye, and we sense them. And we've gotten better and better at this as the years progressed. And they've gotten very clever, too. Being dark doesn't mean you're dumb. They're very smart. And they know how to hide themselves in any number of ways. And Lois is excellent at finding those, removing those barriers, and then we can find them and take care of business. But they also don't go down easy. They fight. They cause great pain and struggle constantly in your lives, my life, Lois's life, as you've seen in your life. They never rest. They never let up. So this is quite an adversary that we've taken on. We learn new words. Like, what's a centillion? You know, we used to think a million, a billion, a trillion were big numbers. Well, that was child's play. A centillion is a one with 600 zeros after it. We thought, wow, when we first found one of these, we thought we were in heaven. And by the way, there is no heaven, and there is no hell. Again, those are cooked up by different religious factors. There is a heaven and hell, if you will, on earth, when we have a wonderful success, that would be a heavenly experience. We have a huge failure, that's a hellish experience. So a centillion, we thought, was probably the ultimate number we'd ever find of anything. And we found, well, wait a minute, a centillion times itself. Wow, now we're getting some big numbers. And then again, times itself, and again, and again, and again, we got a centillion to the 10th power. That's probably more sand, more grains of, and more numbers than there are grains of sand on the planet. We still weren't done. Just recently, we had a centillion to the 40th power. Now we're getting down to how many atoms are there that exist in everything. Then we had another group of centillion to the 40th power. This is the kind of cleanup we've been doing in recent days. Yet fragments of darkness still exist. So they know how to diversify, they know how to hide, they know how to continue. We went to the very source, the very beginning, and took them out, and all their backups. And on it goes. If you've been watching the newsletters, you've been seeing the kinds of things we've been doing. And for years, many of us still do, that you know, money will be the answer. Well, if you had huge amounts of money, the dark would find ways to take it from you or take you out. I say they never rest. So that's not going to be the answer. The only way to win this game is to end darkness and thus end this paradigm. We might say, well, then what? Well, Creator has prepared already a new paradigm for us. Without any darkness, you'll be provided a beautiful new home, transportation, a car, and the ability in a limited light body, not a full light body yet, but a limited light body, and you'll be able to do some manifesting or have facilities that can manifest all your needs. If you need clothing, you need whatever, those can be manifested. So in that world, you really don't need money. If if you want, you could manifest gold. And I'm not sure what you'd do with it. Because everybody else can manifest their needs as well, so they could do the same thing. So that's our destiny. And you'll be in a young, vibrant body that never ages, never gets sick. As opposed to in this world, you might have a bazillion dollars, but it won't get you, or it can't buy a new body, can you? You know, we all thought money was the answer, and it was an essential part of surviving in this paradigm, of course. You can't function without it. But when you get beyond survival amounts, it gets real challenging, especially if you call out the frauds that have been quite prevalent. And yes, cleanup can be done and likely will be done more and more. We're seeing the awakening in Europe with the farmers who were being abused greatly, attacked to death, told they have to give back up some of their land and that they're producing too much carbon dioxide and all these other things, and which is total nonsense. What feeds everything green on this planet? What's its life force? Carbon dioxide. You see, you may have known somebody has a green thumb. Everything they grow tends to, or at least that tends to grow in a positive way. Why is that? Because they're close to that. They're nurturing it. They're talking to their plant. They're breathing on that plant carbon dioxide. They're giving them a boost of carbon dioxide, and they love it. And what do the green things give back? All the plants and flowers and trees and bushes. Oxygen. So if you cut off carbon dioxide, you're also cutting off oxygen. That's not a good thing, is it? And this global warming is a total hype. It's total nonsense. Ask the people who've been freezing in January and February. Ask them about global warming. So that's what darkness does. It perpetuates things that are not true, and it blocks your ability to discern with different ways. We found different ways just today and also last night. We found some ways that the dark had blocked what you can see and believe and what you can hear. Then we found some other things today that were like editors that were taking information that was coming in and tweaking it, just like on the internet, and putting a spin on it, and that's what you receive. For example, our liberals, the left-leaning people. You can tell them all kinds of wonderful things that Trump has done, and what they do. They go berserk. They can't rationalize it. They can't understand it. They don't hear what you are saying. They are hearing the altered version, and it makes no sense to them, so they react in very negative ways. So we can fault them and fault all the crazy folks and this, you know, crazy judge in New York and everyone else who's been a problem, or we can understand the dark has infused in them to a heavier degree. But everybody's had influence by the dark to some degree. And these things I mentioned recently about the filter and blocking certain things from coming in, that applies in most cases to everyone. The fact that you're here listening on this call and have been supporting our club says you've been able to work past those and have perhaps done some processes with us, like the Elite Program. and cleaned up a lot of those things. Now, we do things for everyone, regardless if you're an elite member or not, or even know about the club or not. You know, our job is to end darkness everywhere. So that's been our job since my coming here, post-World War II, post-the atomic era. And Creator determined that bringing simply love, such as Jesus brings, and others, that isn't enough. Thinking, well, I can bring love into a dark room and it'll light up the whole room. Except dark can also extinguish that light very quickly. So that plan didn't work, so here we are a few thousand years later. It's time to play hardball. It's time to extinguish the dark, end this paradigm, move into our new paradigm, and take our lessons with us. That's all we will take. So the game has changed a lot from our early mission, what we thought was the answer. But it was a learning time, wasn't it? Some of us continued to learn and grow. Some of us said, where's the money? And if you don't have it, you know, they're gone. They have no idea how far we have gone to bring that forward. And how quickly they will retaliate if you get close to the golden goose. So they missed the whole point. What are we learning from all of this? Directly going after the dark is not the way to go at it. You have to go indirectly. Indirectly meaning you remove what is influencing them. What's influencing them is darkness. And even the darkness has an energy source that feeds them. So some of the big guys that we've taken out, we go after their energy first and extinguish it, and then they wither and die in maybe a day's time or so. So confronting things head on sometimes is fine. Many times, indirect is the approach. We've had to learn that, and did the hard way by getting beat up. Most every day of the last 7 years or longer has been painful, very painful, sometimes excruciatingly painful. Because I can find them and extinguish them, that means I became their number one target. So I've had to learn how to protect myself in better ways, but while you're sleeping, it's a little hard to do. They'll find ways to get you there, just like they'll disturb your sleep and bring on diseases. So we've all are experiencing pain in similar or maybe identical ways. So we're all in this together. Every human on the planet, some have already gone totally dark, and they're not. There's no way to get them back. They'll simply be extinguished and never exist. There are some who are indifferent and have failed, just like in any school, which this is, and they've dropped out. Some flunk out as they fail to really understand the game that we're in. This is not a Creator's paradigm. This is dark's paradigm. And they created every rule and made sure that we would never, ever be able to leave. And we found countless numbers of blockers that keep us from ascending out of this game. Their intent was to keep us in control forever. So that's why 38,000 sessions later, we're still well, we're in the very end of the game of darkness. We've punched holes everywhere, took out huge chunks, and continue to do so. And we are very close to ending this particular paradigm. What does that mean? Well, it means we will be uplifted into the new paradigm that is already created for us. But not all will transition. As I said, there's dropouts, there's funk outs, so to speak. People marginally getting by and have no interest in doing the inner work. Even though we peel off all the dark influences we can, they still at some point need to step up like you have. And seek the truth, seek the light. Or they're praying to a false god that doesn't exist. You know, so-and-so will save me. No. Again, dark creates a lot of false hope to keep you going, keep you on the treadmill. Well, if I just do this, that'll happen, and I'll be okay, or I'll die and I'll go to heaven. No, there is no heaven. Now, those who have died, who have found their way to being in or of the light, and especially those with a spiritual heart, will, even though they have passed, will transition to the new world, the new paradigm. So if you have a loved one who's passed recently and they've found their hearts and, as always said, in the light or of the light, they will be with you in the new world. You won't recognize them from this life. You have no memory at all of this life. But you'll be given a backstory when you arrive. And those who were close to you or in your life now, in loving ways, will likely be in your life in the new world. You won't recognize them again as that particular person you once knew, but you'll have a heart connection. You'll just feel right about them. They'll be your friends. So Creator doesn't destroy, but has created a new opportunity for us, and now it's a matter of us finishing the job to end the remaining residual darkness, and on we go. What's been posted in the newsletters for some time was one scenario of many. Creator had several of them, and as we discovered more and more elements of darkness, those outcomes changed. The one that's posted is the minimal one. That would be continuing life here on Earth. With darkness gone, we'd have a lot of money and do whatever you want with it, but you would still find a short life. And you'd still be in these limited bodies. I say that was the least or the minimal advancement that we'd have. Creator has stepped it up a notch, and we're going right into the new world where no darkness exists, so we don't need to be fighting it anymore. It just won't be there. It'll be a loving, wonderful, peaceful, exciting new world. You can go out and explore nature. You can travel. Whatever you want. You don't need to make a living. There'll be no smokestacks anywhere, no businesses. be no need for them. Maybe no power lines, power stations, because you'll have free energy in your homes and in your vehicle. So commerce won't exist. There's no need for it. Laws won't exist. Governments won't exist. Military won't exist. Police won't exist. Certainly Big Pharma won't exist. You have a light body that's impervious to aging or harm of any sort whatsoever. So we're simply returning back to our natural state. Not a full light being quite yet, but very close. And then extinguishing, once we have transitioned, those who will make it. And Creator will determine who those will be, what percent or what group, wherever the cutoff is. So the more you do to cleanse yourself, remove, awaken, seek truth, replace nonsense with truth, about 95% of everything we've learned in our lives is total nonsense. And that's not an exaggeration. Now, you folks have done your homework for many years now, have certainly advanced far beyond that. But for the average Joe or Mary on the street, who's done nothing and simply plodding along in the dark's game, watching their CNN and their MSN, whatever, the major news stations, thinking that's the truth. Not likely that they will be in that advancing group. It's not a punishment, it's simply like any school. You have those who succeed and those who don't. I said early on that when this game started, it was a virtual reality game, and we'll just call them humanoids, were the players, and could be observed and watched. And that game continued right up to the end of World War II, 1945. That's when this game was converted into an illusion, which is a typical way all other paradigms operate. Everything is an illusion, but it's a very real one when you're in it, and a very pleasant one when it's sublight. So now would be perhaps a good time to reflect on your own life. What have you learned in your time spent here? What do you suppose your mission is? We all have a mission. We had to come up with a mission when we came to do something, to explore, to learn certain things. So look back throughout your life and find out, what path have I really been on? You know, I thought I wanted this, I wanted that, I wanted this new job, I wanted to meet this person, I wanted to marry this one, and live here, have this much money, or whatever it is. But what was your real mission? Those were necessary things to survive. And they did provide us moments of happiness. And struggle, too. But what was your mission? Did you come here to learn something? Have certain experiences? To grow? In what ways? And look how your life changed. This happened, that event happened. Whoops, and I took a left turn. And then life went down this path. And whoops, then I, so some other thing happened. I took another turn and eventually put me on a pathway to be a truth seeker. And perhaps everyone initially had part of their mission would be to discover and be a truth seeker, to try to awaken within the game that is designed to keep you asleep. It's not been an easy road to find the truth, is it? You got family, you got friends who thought you were crazy. Maybe still do. But when you're connected to your heart, either your spiritual heart or your etheric heart, as the majority of you on this call and listening will be doing, or are doing, that is the center of truth, your heart. I'm not talking about your physical heart, I'm saying your spiritual or etheric heart. Your heart never lies. And that's why we were stripped of our spiritual hearts by the vast majority of us, 98%, so we'd be easy to control. If you can't access your heart, you can't figure out what is truth, and so we're easy to manipulate. So the puppeteers of our whole lives, the dark ones, have been selectively throwing challenges in front of us and rewarding those who are their pawns, or their rooks or knights or whoever, to control the rest of us. And they're given vast amounts of money and power and control, but their results are the same. They die and they be no more. But they don't know that. Or won't accept that. So divide and conquer has been one of the main tools of controlling us. As I said, this race against that race, this religion against that religion, males against females, and all these other genders against common sense. Democrats versus Republicans. Goes on and on. In fact, you might ask, why do we have governments at all? They seem to simply take our money and do stupid things with them. Look at our border, for example. You know, Trump built a beautiful wall. Keep them out. Told Mexico, you protect the people so they don't even come to the wall. And if you don't, we'll put tariffs on your merchandise coming into our country. And they got the message pretty quick. But again, it doesn't eliminate darkness, but it simply controls it. And as soon as the Biden administration came in, they opened the doors, let millions in. Undocumented, flooding our cities, the sanctuary cities and states, New York being a classic example. So what does New York do in their dark control minds? Oh, let's put them up in hotels. We've got homeless people here, Americans or Canadians in Canada. And what does the government do? Gives free board, room and board. Oh, and a debit card, yeah. You might want to buy some things. So we clothe them, feed them, house them for free, and that's going to stop the influx? Finally, they got aggressive, as you would expect they would. Started beating up cops. So the governor said, uh-oh, wait a minute, they're there to protect me. We better just start deporting these people, or at least some of them. They're not here as migrants. They're not here to work the fields or do the menial jobs, since they don't have skills. They're invaders. When their numbers get large enough, they take over areas. They make their own rules and laws and steal and rape and pillage and will do whatever. Europe's going through that too. So no more, you know, passing laws won't get it done. Because you've got corrupt judges, corrupt legal system. Again, the only answer is ending darkness and ascending. So get yourself cleaned up. If you haven't done the elite program, do so. It's a wonderful program provided by a creator for the purpose of resolving lifelong issues, traumas, nasties, dissipating the ego, etc. And if money is a problem, you can't afford it, send us, contact us at BioRenew and explain your situation. We'll find a way to make it happen. Back at the beginning, I said many got induced into coming into this world by the Dark's con game, and then we got downgraded. Not everybody came. Not everybody bought the lie. Some stayed in the light form, and they became the Agarthans, who entered inner Earth, which is hollow, has its own sun, waters, lakes, oceans, land. And they've been there during this whole ordeal. Admiral Byrd, you might recall, actually went to the North Pole, which is an opening into the inner Earth, and met with the Agarthans, and they sensed he was honorable and they're in peace, so they allowed him to come in. He took his story back later to the government, and not too many believed him, I suppose. So we have the inner Earth is the balance of light. Outer Earth, well, this is controlled by the dark. And their grip is weakening every day as we remove more and more, and have been doing so, I say, 7 years now. But we've got 13,000 years, you know, nastiness that has been infused, embedded everywhere, in places and hidden, and they found they're very clever. But so are we. And we will get the job done. So our mission has changed, just as likely yours has over the years, rediscovering maybe your real mission. As I've discovered mine finally after a lifetime, why I'm really here. And then my gifts started appearing and we put them to use. The reason more haven't listened is because of some of the things we said that we just found recently, where truth is being blocked. Access to the heart is being blocked, or has been. The left and right brains, where the balance would be appropriate for common sense, those have been manipulated so that you don't have common sense for those of the liberal mind or the left. Okay, they can't balance the two and come up with what we would call truth. So as more and more of these are removed, we will see society as we are already, awakening and taking action. Turning away from nonsense, like Mulvaney with Bud Light. You know, a guy pretending he's a girl, and that just didn't sell, did it? And Nike, he went over to Nike, and guess what? Their sales are starting to plummet, so they're finally getting rid of their woke. Universities finally going away from just woke letting anybody in because of their color and going back to standardized SAT tests. One after another are starting to do that. Businesses are doing the same thing. They're saying, wait a minute, wokeness isn't working. It's hurting the bottom line. We're pandering to somebody's malfunction instead of what's the highest and best for our company and for our product. So the tide definitely is turning rather quickly right now. And was it 25 or 26 states have come forth and said, we support border security and we'll send our, I think it's our National Guard down to help and support Texas and other areas that will accept our help, and we'll create our own border protection since the feds won't do it. So big changes afoot. Change like we have never seen, and it's just beginning. And it will continue. It's unstoppable. But we'll really make it work, and it will be the ending of darkness, and then we don't need to have militaries, police, and all this, and border patrols, and so on, because nobody will be invading another country. In fact, we'll just pull the plug, or Crater will pull the plug on this game one day, and we'll all be, who make the transition, we'll all be in a new world. With no memory of this at all, just simply in a peaceful, loving environment, in a beautiful, vibrant body, handsome body. If there was a heaven, I believe that would be it. So as you ponder your own life and its mission and look at the path you've taken, a zig and a zag and a this and a that, each step was a learning experience. Maybe a job change, maybe a relationship change, a move to another location. All these are big steps. Death of someone. Okay, those are all big steps. And they give us points to ponder and to learn from. And there's really two kinds of folks on the planet. Those who are blaming life, blaming certain people for what happened to them. And the other half, well, maybe not even half, but the others who are like yourselves are looking at the experience and saying, what can I learn from this? There's a lesson here. Life has given me an opportunity to learn and grow. And when you do that, you see new opportunities. You move in a new direction toward truth. And those are the folks who will be transitioning to the new world. So was your life a success or a failure or something else? Well, if you've learned the lessons, you're a great success. And the more lessons you've learned will be adding to that. we look at the folks who are simply blaming and refusing to acknowledge and find the lesson, not likely going to make the transition, are they? So it's not creator saying you're good or you're bad. It's you, each of you deciding. In the school, are you going to succeed or not by learning my lessons? Because we'll take nothing with us other than those lessons.
Completion with the healing for or from Creator. And so let's ponder our lives and what you've done with it. You've taken your licks, you've had your victories, and we generally learn more from our oopses. The kick in the pants, the deep hurts. Those are where the real lessons are. And look for those lessons. What was that? How did it make you stronger? You persevered through it. You found inner strength. And you grew. And then you expanded and looked elsewhere for opportunities. And did things you didn't think you could do. That's where the growth comes. And those who've learned those lessons will be the wise ones in the new world that people will turn to. So here's your... I guess we're in the finals now, right? Just like finishing up a course in college or high school or wherever. It's time to reassess the whole, or assess the whole lifetime in this case. And what was it all about? What was it for? What have I done? What have I learned? How have I grown? What am I still, or where am I still hurting? Who am I still blaming? Maybe it's yourself. Maybe it's Creator or God. Or, you know, there's a lot of ways we have cursed our experiences here. Hey, I'm no different. I've done it too. Okay, that's part of the experience. When you fall down, you skin your knee. We get up and we say, well, what caused that? And we learn, so we don't do that again. But many times in relationships, we go back to the same type of person again and again and keep getting hurt. So we haven't learned. So life keeps slapping us with that same lesson until you finally learn. What is the lesson here? What have I failed to learn and grow? There's no cutting around it. Then my sister-in-law once had a T-shirt, life's a bitch and then you die. Wish to chuckle at it, but you know, there's more truth in that than you might think. If you don't understand the game. If you say, well, life has been a bitch, and, you know, boom, I might die, and you haven't taken the time to get the nuggets, the golden nuggets from each experience. Each trauma was a beautiful experience to learn something. Sure didn't seem like it at the time. We all cursed it in one way or another. But now you can go back from an open heart and see it for positively affected you. How you've risen above it, how you've made peace with it. You understand those who hurt you were infused by darkness too. And they spewed out their darkness. Okay, so rather than curse them, just understand that they too are struggling. Yes, avoid them. Take care of yourself, of course. And stay away from trouble areas, naturally. Okay, Creator has finished with each of you tonight. So let's take a moment here and give our thanks and gratitude for the gifts that Creator has given to us and you have accepted, received and accepted. So each in your own way, give your gratitude and thanks to Creator. Okay, let's check in with our guests here tonight. So, upon reflecting on your life and what you've learned and what you're starting to learn, what would you like to what opened your eyes tonight? What have you discovered? Star 6 and the 1 key if you're on the main line. Star 2 international. How has your life changed once you started seeking truth and functioning from your heart? What were some of those key times in your life that put you on the path of discovery and questioning everything? Hi, we have Richard with us. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Tom and Lois, Creator. I just wanted to say I think I've learned patience, endurance, and not to beat myself up over my mistakes.
Well, we're good at that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Or at least have been. Yeah. There's an invisible villain. Remember Flip Wilson from, was it, the 70s?
Yeah, the devil made me do it.
Yeah, that was his tagline. The devil made me do it every time he screwed up. And we laughed at it, and you know what? He was pretty darn close to the truth, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The devil isn't just one being. It's one of any enormous number of dark, invisible energies that manipulate us and clog us up and mess with us. And so he had unknowingly had a pretty powerful tagline there.
Yeah.
So when we remove the devil, so to speak, and all its variations, we see life differently and we start to heal internally, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Well, that's good. And we're honored that you have joined us and part of our team. Anything else?
Yeah, I've been around for a few years.
Yes, you have, and we are say honored by your presence.
Well, thank you. The same with you and Lois and Debbie and everybody else.
Okay, thank you, and may you be blessed.
Thank you. May you be blessed also. Thank you so much.
And we have George with us. Hi, George.
Yes, hi. Good evening, Tom. I want to thank you and Lois, the team, and Mother Earth and Creator for the wonderful call. I think back at what things I have learned. I've always had a streak of not believing everything I hear and questioning way back when. But I think over the years, I've gotten more and more courage to stand up and go left when everyone else is going right, and not to have any fear about myself as far as if I believe I'm doing the right thing. Particularly when I noticed at during COVID 2020, I had so many friends, relatives, family members that would be looking at me and say, why didn't I take the jab? I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, it was like ostracized. I mean, felt so by myself. And yet I don't think without having gone this journey to looking for the truth and believing what I believe and having the courage to stand up that I would have probably given in and taken the jab. So I feel that I have now learned to be more bold and understanding and believing in myself. And the truth really is something that strengthens me, I think. And so I don't feel that I'm going the wrong direction if I believe I'm correct, and I'm willing to stand up for that. So just wanted to share that.
Yeah, another way of saying it is you found your heart, and your heart is your source
mm-hmm.
of truth.
Right,
and
right.
You start trusting your heart more and more, and I've gone through that as well. You know, if you're just getting along, you know, just trying to survive, I need a job, and you know, do this and whatever, and it puts food on the table, and you don't ask a lot of questions. You're just trying to survive. You're building a family or whatever it is. But at some point in your life, it's like you're on this treadmill, and where am I going? You know, whose will am I following? Is it mine, or is it society's, or somebody else's that's manipulating me? And then, little by little, the truth seeps in here and there. And just like in 2004, or just preceding that, I came to an understanding that bank loans were fraud. That was my first big awakening. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, you can't be kidding me. This is huge. I couldn't stop telling people about it. Some listened, some didn't. And then I said, well, what do we do about it, you know?
mm-hmm.
Hey, this is injustice. And
right.
I looked around and found this and that, people trying this, people trying that, and none of them seemed to be on the right path. And then I discovered a former banker who actually enlightened me. And, you know, the administrative remedy, which was true and accurate, and is a solid process, except how to get paid in a corrupt system that's designed to make sure you never get paid. paid out
okay.
of way. And, you know, we got kicked in the everywhere you can imagine, trying, and finally discovered only 7 years ago, that was many years into the club, that really the real enemy isn't the people, it isn't the financial system, it isn't the governments. Isn't Big Pharma, it's the darkness. And that was the biggest revelation in my life. And that was my purpose for being here. But the dark had covered that up with layers and layers and layers of gunk, just like with everyone else, so they would never awaken. But fortunately, I did. And you know, here we are getting it done. Each in our own way, we all have a part to play in this grand scheme, in this play act that is going on.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We're the active players, and we each are doing our part, awaken ourselves, and then awaken those who are ready. And it's been tough. Most of them are, as you said, think you're a nutcase, right?
Oh, I've had my share of that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, me too. And some get it and some don't. And we're trying to lift the veil of all for everyone, even those who have been abusive to us. It's not they that are abusive. It's the darkness in them that is making them abusive. Okay, and that's, you know, the better message here. And
right.
As many we'd love to see strung up, you know, in the courtyard tomorrow morning, but and some have gone so far to the dark that they're not ever going to come back to light. So we'll see how society deals with that, but my job is to end the darkness and with the blessings I've been given and Lois has been given, we are doing our very best around the clock. Every hour of the day I'm doing something, even through the night. And
yeah, I also appreciate the what darkness is causing other people, and I become more understanding of others that I feel have been affected, and not blaming them and saying that it's not their fault. It's just that they've been taken over, and eventually, hopefully, they will come through and see the light and get awakened. So I'm more forgiving about any those that I feel I just couldn't believe in the past if I hadn't gone through this, that how they behave is so poorly. But I'm more forgiving now, realizing that it's not really their fault. And so I've learned to be patient and more forgiving of others and appreciate it when I see that they're coming through. Every little bit helps. So,
yeah, exactly. And we start to see when we understand this whole paradigm was created not by Creator, but by darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how you can't win. One struggle after another, in you know one or another area, or sometimes several at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to win is simply remove darkness from yourself and remove it, as we're doing, from everything else. And that's the only way out of this game. So, you know, mm-hmm. RV, $1 billion, whatever. Well, you're still going to die in a few years. And
yeah.
And people are going to be beating on your door. I want some of your money. And, you know, is that really the answer? We want to help others. And, yes, we could send them to the club and they could learn and awaken and so forth. But Creator's plan is to uplift us out of the game as the last of the darkness is resolved. So we're quite close, actually, I do believe.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I certainly feel for the people that when they do start to get awakened, say, oh, we didn't really land on the moon? I mean, what gives? You know, that how would they react? How will they handle that? I just wonder if some people will handle it maybe a little better than others, but I can see it being very difficult for some because it was such a shock to be awakened to, oh, your government's been lying to you. It's just incredible.
You mean the media isn't telling the truth? Come on. yeah, and you can't do it all at once. You know, you're going to do it piece at a time, just as we did. You know, my first awakening was the banking fraud. You know, then, well, we got a corporatized government. We don't have a sovereign government. And, you know, I don't know what was the order they came in, but piece by piece, the layers were being peeled back and we were exposing the truth. And we now there's probably no area we haven't touched on at some point or another over the years. You know, there's all kinds of events that were fraud. 9/11, you know, how many know the truth of 9/11? Well, those Afghanis, yeah. No, I don't think so. you know, and there was a lot involved with that event. And, Black Lives Matter started up from the, what's the guy's name?
The Floyd guy?
Yeah, George Floyd, who never did die. That was all rigged. Those were not cops. Those were just guys in uniforms of pretending to be cops. Beating up a mannequin. That city was known for making very lifelike mannequins, which happened to, that factory burned down shortly after. Gee, what a coincidence. So So they gave George a bunch of money, sent him off with a new name into another city, and, you know, so now we get, again, what is a game that the dark love to play is to pit one group against another. Black mm-hmm. against the whites, for example, right? And so that whole thing's a fraud. So we've unraveled a lot of things, and for those who've stayed close to the club, we've been sharing those. It's sad that so many have come and don't come to these calls, and you know, missed so much. They could have had a wonderful awakening, step by step, but not to be. Anything else for or from our George tonight?
Just one more thing. I learned to appreciate because I'm becoming more discerning, whereas years ago I would probably be a lot less discerning. When I see something that I feel, just don't feel it's correct, and I, you know, would not put much faith in it. And so I'm glad that I have that, little bit of that ability these days. And so that's something I appreciate very much from just my path of going through this process mm-hmm. and learning. So.
Yeah, your trust in your heart. Debbie calls that her kind of a gut check. Something like that. And she, you know, it's really just trusting your body, listening to your heart and saying, does this feel right? And if it doesn't, you know, I have the ability to get, you know, fine-tune it. And Lois does as well. I get down to very precise elements of, you know, what's, you know, all the details of something. But the average person doesn't need that. They just need to have that gut check or the heart check, and it just doesn't feel right. This path over mm-hmm. here does feel right. Okay, and then when you reduce the ego down to zero, ideally, for those who've done the elite program, that's what happened. For them, see, the ego loves to control everything. It wants to be in charge. And, in fact, all the villains of the world, the higher the ego, the more horrendous events that they produced. So the lower the ego, the better. By default, the best you could do on your own is level one. And Trump being a level one, for example. And but with the process from Creator, you can reduce that down to zero, which would be ideal. So there is the ego is not your friend. Another element mm-hmm. of darkness. All right. Well, thank you for sharing tonight. Anything further?
No, I think that's pretty much it for now. I appreciate all that you guys do, and really would be very, very appreciative of just being part of the group here.
Absolutely, and we're honored that you are part of us. Thank you, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
Okay, last shout out here. Anybody else have a comment, a revelation, something, a question they'd like to share? It's truly been my honor to host with our creator here tonight. We have one more hand up. I see Martha has joined us. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Tom. I want to thank you and thank Mother Earth and Creator for everything that you guys do for me. I have a question. I've been having a trouble with my phone, my laptop. They get lost, and I'm alone in the house. Like move. And also, I want to ask if you please check. I went in late because I went into the program and they give me music for 6 minutes, so I got late. I hang up and I redial, and then they told me that you were already started.
Okay. Well, here's what I suggest you do. Just go as you've done before. Go to BioRenew, use the Contact Us, and briefly share what your concerns are, and we'll give you a tune-up.
Okay. I will do that and see if you guys can help me. But thank you for everything you do for everybody and for myself. Thank you.
You have shown
me a lot of things that I was unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
You opened my eyes.
And thank you for being here tonight, and may you be blessed.
Tom, can you please tell me if I receive whatever gifts they give today because I was late?
Yes, you did.
And I have my heart open.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And may you
be blessed.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up here, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe a final word from Lois, if she has something to share with us.
Remember, if you ever feel off, out of sorts, you're probably not grounded. And go ahead and reground yourself. And for the next few days, make sure to drink plenty of water. That will help you as you process what was done tonight.
Okay, and also do the
cross crawl.
Because you could be reversed and you're going to be out of sorts with that as well. So that should be a daily thing. Well, we have another hand just popped up here. Let's see who has joined us. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hello. This is Nadine.
I'm sorry. First name again?
Nadine.
I didn't catch that.
Nadine.
Nadine?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
How
can we assist?
Thank you. I was just wanting to thank you for all that you and Lois do. Just a question. Is there something that people can do? You guys spend so much time dissolving darkness. It sounds like a heavy job. Something that we can do on a day-to-day basis to assist with that?
Well, yes. Are you an elite member, for example?
I believe so. I mean, I've been with the club since, 2011.
Well, have you gone through the six steps is what I'm asking. Do you recall doing that?
Throughout the last 10 years, doing these things on a daily basis.
Well, the elite program has six specific things that we do. We remove traumas and so forth, the ego and all these kinds of things. That would be wonderful.
Yes, I do that daily, yeah, in different ways.
Well, not that you do. We do with you and for you. That would be something that you might consider. Just go to the BioRenew site, and you'll just read what's there on the homepage in each subsection, and you'll see what that is all about, and that's a cleanup of it for you. And cleaning yourself up adds to the entire process because you share then your energy with all those you commune with on a daily basis. So that's something I'd certainly highly recommend. And there's a cost to it, and if the cost is prohibitive, just send us contact us from BioRenew and ask what could be done to get to get the job done, and we'll respond to you. So that would be something you could do. Go ahead.
It is truly that connection from one to the next. So we just bring on and project everything that we have and what we are doing and thinking. So that's why that cleanup is so important.
Yes. Exactly. You are the emissary then of light and love, and bringing yourself into a peaceful place, a healed place. And that is, this came to me from Creator directly about 2.5 years ago, I think it was, sometime in that area. And this came over a weekend, and bam, here it was, all these various steps. And we've got a number of folks who have joined the program. You can also become an elite member or just do the steps. It's either way. It's up to you. But they are very helpful and very useful, and we highly recommend them for everyone.
Yes, they are very beneficial. I've looked at those steps and, throughout many years have done pieces and parts of them. It's absolutely the best way, because I did find that you can send about, go about loving all you want in a dark space, but you just get clobbered. So the trick is to build your own being so that it is a clear channel for something much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would also, for your own self, you have an etheric heart, but you are not yet connected to it. Okay, so that would be a wonderful thing to explore. And there's no one way to do that for everyone, but you'll find your own way. If you have the intent to find how to do that, it'll become apparent. And doing these 6 steps will also enhance that ability as well, if you so choose to do that. But that would be something, you're a very kind and loving person, but you haven't yet, and that's true for about 98% of the population, by the way, so it's not unusual. But it would benefit to find a way to connect to your etheric heart.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if you've got some questions around that, you can always contact us at the BioRenew site with Contact Us, and we'll be happy to respond in kind.
Sounds good.
Anything
Thank
further?
You so much. That's all for now. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and may you be blessed.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up here, gang. Thank you, Lois. Thank you, Creator, and Mother Earth, and all our guests tonight. We're so pleased to be able to be with you on these special nights, and may you all be blessed.